This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock, because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, parental controls, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Hello all, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu from Rusty Quill Gaming and the host and director of Enthusiasm. Today, I'm here to tell you about The Program. The Program audio series is a science fiction anthology podcast set in a world where money, state, and God are fused into a single entity. Every episode is a standalone story featuring ordinary people inhabiting this extraordinary world. And for them, it's not the future that is terrifying, but our present. The Program is sometimes funny, sometimes poignant, but it is always smart. Find out more about The Program at www.rustyquill.com or www.programaudioseries.com, or search for The Program Audio Series wherever you listen to your podcasts. Have fun and enjoy the episode.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Shahzad Mohammed, Marissa Mendoza, 20th Century Vol, Neil Chebyanyak, Megan E. Carpenter, Vera Ray, Devas, 99 Robocats, The Buggiest, Gothic Rain, Jennifer Mayer, Kyle, President of the Drop Goodwood Fan Club, Cassidy the Butler, William Reek, Camille Weeks, Amanda Bills, Mary Friedrich, Anne Searle, Athena Metro, Emily Arotin Wagner. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Hello and welcome to the Rustyquill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM Alex Newell. With me today I have
Ben Meredith,
Lydia Nicholas,
and we're
in the past.
In the past.
so dead all these years ago.
I mean, in a lot of ways, it gives you moral carte blanche to kill everyone because they're all sort of dead to you anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Like, we haven't established whether anything we do here changes the timeline, but since it seems that time is so easy to move around in here, one would assume it's happened before, so good.
Here's hoping.
Bad.
Don't know if gods exist within time. Or are they very Jeremy Bemmer?
Jeremy Bemmer.
So, as a quick recap, both for our benefit and for listeners, I won't be too long because I don't have to go back into the... I was literally about to say we don't have to go into the ancient history of this. So, you guys got separated from the main party. That's sufficient to know.
Did we? You found
yourself in ancient
Rome. Where are our friends?
Where everything started to go wrong for no reason. Mm. And then as a direct sort of result, the city was briefly sort of evacuated and you ran into Kicker. No, wait, it was Cicero, because that's how I prefer saying it, even though it's wrong.
I prefer that as well.
I know. It's much
nicer.
I'm
on Alex's side.
I agree with you. It's just not factually
Look
accurate.
Who's realised that if they're a little bit nicer, I'll give them free things. What free things would you like?
Cloak of the Bat.
I'd like more daggers.
More daggers? I can make that happen. Cool. Having one in Cicero... You ran into a language barrier, but eventually got shown to a fresco which had a big picture of dragons. Just
and hey, yeah, we've basically learned Latin by now. It's
and also, you've managed to learn as well that, you know, Mars, he's great. He just...
It likes kicking.
He just kicks everything.
Basically, we found that it was that a war is on, and it is not as simple as the dragons are the good guys and the Rome are the bad ones, but we don't yet know anything much.
Or, well, actually, we don't even know if that's an aristocrat. It might just be that Rome also has dragons.
Also has dragons,
don't know.
Could be.
So, last thing that happened was all these new horns started going off and Cicero started bombing it out of the temple and sort of dragging you along, if you'd come.
Yep.
Yeah.
Follow, offer to give him a piggyback.
He's like, and starts, kind of hobbling along. He appears to be heading in toward the centre of the city, pretty much back where you originally came from and this mad dash that has been the past so far.
This guy seems to know what's going on.
See, I've got literally no other ideas about what to do.
Yeah.
Just a lost little woman.
So he's sort of hobbling along.
Very dangerous, lost woman.
Can all of you give me a stealth check, please?
By that, do you mean both?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I do. That makes me sad.
30.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know.
You're feeling all right?
No, that was a really low roll.
A mere 24.
A mere 24.
I don't think she can physically roll that.
So, Cicero's really leaning into the sort of, like, he's hobbling, he's like, stop, guys, you know.
Hell of time.
Like, gesturing to come up against things, and he's trying to send, like, signals with his hands, and nothing's translating, and he's like, okay. And he's really getting into it. He's also terrible.
Yeah.
Mm. He's not a full liability. He is at least, like...
He's doing what Krunk does in The Emperor's New Groove. We're Oh, it's great.
Sings his own theme tune to be
stealthy. While sneaking, he does his own sneaking song.
So, thankfully, between the two of you, you are stealthy enough that despite his attempts to hide...
I give him the cloak.
You don't even need to. Like, it's fine. It is mostly a case of, like, he's about to run down one alleyway and you can just sort of turn him round to the other one, that kind of thing. You manage to easily start making it towards the centre. Mm-hmm. Other things that you see happening. Mm-hmm. A large contingent of Temple of Mars paladins, clerics, just the whole nine yards.
Please, Alex, just call them Martians.
Yeah.
Oh, I might. You know what? So a contingent of Martians, that feels so good.
Yeah.
That feels so good. I am.
But they're still just as big and scary and dangerous. They just go meep, meep as they go along.
So a contingent of Martians, yes. Done, yes. So a contingent of Martians seem to be working their way back up towards the centre rather than heading out where you saw all of them going before. Quite a heavy contingent, actually. Like,
they're wearing a lot of armour.
Well, mostly it's been lots of smaller...
It adds something like 20 pounds.
Lots of smaller squads. This is, you know, a couple of hundred people. So it's a proper contingent moving up and in. Additionally, you see in the smaller squads, effectively squads of what appear to be Temple of Pluto people heading up towards the centre as well. They don't seem to be interacting with one another. It just seem to be
Pluto
separate.
Pluto ones, plutoniums, I've decided. Yes.
Okay. So yep. Martians and plutoniums.
No, plutoniums.
Okay, it's, with an M. All right.
Yep. They both have, like, so the Martians, we know they're, like, heavy armoured.
Yep.
Yep.
Scary big. Mm-hmm. The Diana lot mm-hmm. slash Artemis lot are like, well, hey, woodcraft skills. What
lots
are,
of wood lathes.
Yeah, just love it. Yeah, they're just carving a spoon.
Really aggressively and flicking the servings of the enemy.
A spoon! Are the Plutonians steered towards any obvious battle or other purpose?
You know what? Give me a knowledge local and Grizzop, give me a knowledge religion.
See, that is very kind. It's the only knowledge I have. I did get three, though, so no. 17.
17.
What?
19. 19 will do it. 17 won't, I'm afraid. Mm. You know what they're dressed like? Mm. Flouncy, posho priest types. To Grizzop, they're dressed... It seems that all of them are dressed as clerics for a start. You don't see
right.
any armour. Okay. Everyone's wearing soft clothes, lots of robes and so on. Unlike when it was like, rawr, eldritch creatures, you do see a few of them like, hoods will blow back in the wind and so on. And it's just people.
Yeah, yeah, they're
underneath.
Just a normal cult. Like the other
and
cults.
Or
you do notice
oh, yeah. of any gender.
You do notice that they seem to have facial tattoos, but they seem to be patterns as opposed to like
okay.
writing or pictures.
they're just
not. They're not SoundCloud rappers.
They're just not. But yeah, they're...
Are they battle medics?
If it was a guess, you would say certainly it's magic-based.
Sure.
Whether it's healing or attacking or...
They look like divine support.
Yeah, also you do start noticing that not all of them are carrying holy symbols and stuff, which is what you'd expect. It's a bit weird. I can't
okay.
give you more than that.
Fair enough.
Bit weird. So, heading in towards the centre, as you're sort of heading along, it becomes apparent that he's leading you seemingly to exactly where you just left.
Mm. The temple of the... Well, the big... Sorry, Nero's palace.
You don't know it's Nero's palace.
I can read Latin now, as though a science says, this way, it's a Nero's
it's
palace.
It's something Nero, palace, who knows?
Palacium. I'll never guess.
So,
what a mystery.
Look, the fact that it's worked out that you guys took linguistics just when I had to start explaining a bunch of Latin stuff, it's great. It's actually making my life a lot easier. So yeah, heading in towards the centre, mm-hmm. just as it becomes clear that you're sort of heading towards that place, suddenly Cicero takes like a hard right and starts
like sharing fake news, dyes his hair blonde.
He starts
being like, have you heard about the globalists?
He starts grabbing and sort of pulling you away a little bit, and then he points at what seems to be a random building so far and just gestures at Sasha with like a twiddly, like...
Starts picking locks.
Yeah.
Actually, no, wait, checks for traps.
Okay.
33.
Okay, you find evidence of a trap
Ooh.
On the front door.
Mm-hmm.
However, would you like to maybe disable it before you try and open
I'd
the door?
I'd really like to disable it.
That's
yeah.
fine.
Like,
no, I found it. I'm going to activate it.
I've had a really bad day, and yeah. You know what? 27.
With the 27, you know what? The more things change, the more things stay the same. It's a really...
Sasha gets blown up again.
No, no. But what it is a really, really both reminiscent and trivial trap where someone has effectively taken some string or hemp or something to the back of the door, strung it over, and there appears to be a vial hanging immediately over the door. Just the one this time,
classic.
Though.
Classic. I mean, but then it would be classic. Maybe it's innovative here. Mm. Oh, my gosh. I could be such a great thief.
It's an oldie but a goodie. You easily...
They don't know anything about good traps. I bet even the, like, Brompton double-edged Matraxicon, they've never heard of. The hook, line and slinker, they wouldn't have a freaking clue.
Cicero's just looking at word. Sasha having this massive
well,
revelation.
Well, no, this is obviously Sasha's inner monologue.
Yeah.
This is what's happening all the time.
Yeah, the double-blind poison, then antidote, then poison again. Oh, my word. I can make a killing here. Literally killing.
So,
I like the idea of, has this ever happened to you? Ah, poison. Ooh, antidote. Oh, no, another poison. Then you need to buy...
So you can literally reach around the door because it's chained. It's not like bolted.
Yep.
You can just pull the door open a little bit.
Yep.
Grab this hemp,
Nabs
untie it,
yep.
and just lower it.
Yeah.
So it just there's now a flask on the floor.
Yep.
I'm not going to get you to roll a disabled device to do
Go
the lock.
It
is trivial, like
okay.
utterly trivial.
Cool.
So you manage to open it, and there's just a nice free flask of acid just in the middle of the floor. For what it's worth, it is in some kind of urn rather than a big glass flask, but...
Well, I feel like it's not on the floor anymore, given that Lydia has just written it into her character sheet.
Cicero turns around. The flask, it's gone!
And you can speak English!
What?! Heading inside, he immediately is like, trying to push past you to get inside. I'm assuming you let him, or do you not?
Yes.
Okay, he pushes past inside and he starts kind of checking around. Inside...
Does it look like it's his house? Like, are there little pictures of him with some kids?
Hard no.
Okay.
Hard no. What it appears to be...
I don't know if we're just helping a random man break into houses, because he seemed, like, nice.
Absolutely, Sasha's MO. Absolutely.
So he's going through what appears to be a shop of some kind. It has a large number of very small... Have you ever seen, like... I can't remember what they're exactly called, but like perfume amphora. So it's still technically pottery, but they're little dinky ones that are like the size of your fist, maybe, mm-hmm. something like that.
A jar.
Sort of. They're not transparent and they don't have writing on them. They just seem to be unmarked.
It's a flask, right?
A tiny pot.
It's like a pottery flask.
A little pot.
Little pot flask.
A smaller pot.
This place is full of them, end to end.
You could hear the O, couldn't you?
There's even shelves in the middle of it that have things potted on. They have little, like, labels
in Latin.
Scratched in Latin underneath.
Oh, Nick's tons. I bet that she knows the Latin names of some of them.
Give me a knowledge arcana that you don't have.
Oh.
Knowledge nature.
Also wouldn't apply in this situation.
Okay.
So it's not herbs and plants and things. I have deduced a thing.
So,
in which case, I'll just take some random ones.
Cool. Cicero sees you and he's like, gives a sort of like, yep, great.
He chucks me a bag of holding, just like going down the line.
So Cicero, meanwhile, he's just sort of pulling along and then he'll grab one, look at it, smash it on the floor, go to the next one, grab it, smash it on the floor. As they smash, like, various coloured liquids, some of them, like, sparkle a little as they hit the floor. Another one, like, gives us a slight whistle as he drops it to the floor. Mm-hmm. He seems completely unconcerned with trashing the place.
Spellcraft?
Yeah, I'd allow that. I shouldn't, but I will.
Cool. 17.
17? Do you reckon it's potions? And he's just trashing a potion store for some reason.
Okay. Oh, I look for potions that say, like, vital or something to that effect without a qualifier at the front of unvital.
Give me a perception check.
23.
Okay, I will return to this.
Yeah.
Cicero's going through and he goes, reaches right up top and then grabs one down.
I'll give him a booster if he
gives a look at it. And then he sort of waves to both of you, chucks one at Sasha, chucks one to Grizzop, and then grabs one himself, sort of takes it and goes, kind of gestures, and then necks the thing.
Does he turn invisible?
He does not.
Oh.
I'm going to give it a sniff.
It smells a potion. You don't have the necessary skills to do this. I shouldn't have even allowed spellcraft. I'm
it's
feeling generous.
Enough. Okay.
Watches Cicero.
Apparently in English he's like, hello! How's this? Is this good?
Ellis!
Are we good?
That's great.
Is this a good thing?
Can you understand us? Takes a potion, yeah.
Right.
Ha! Yes, fantastic!
Okay.
Oh, this is absolutely excellent. I cannot believe that this has worked. Fantastic. So glad.
Okay, so
So who are you, and also what's going on in detail?
Okay, we don't have a lot of time, so I'll be quite as
the
quick as I can.
The last time I heard that turn out, there was actually a lot of time, and a lot of time would have been saved with an explanation
that
up
front. That sentence took a long time. So, as it stands at the moment, we're in a bit of a situation.
So,
I am not entirely sure how you don't know what's...
We're from another timeline.
I don't know what that means.
Time, you know, it goes forward. Sometimes you get lost. We got lost.
Yeah.
It's a big thing.
We're from the future.
We were fighting a god.
Oh, actually, so that
he's just, finally gone quiet.
Oh, actually, hold up. Have I got anything? Let's have a look. You see this bow?
I've got a composite bow.
Yeah, yeah.
You know how this bow is much better than anything you've ever seen?
Okay, I'm just going to accept this.
Right,
this is fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, mate. Yeah.
So, I've got to start at the beginning. Okay, well, I mean, Vindex and Galba, they've already got their forces outside. As far as I'm aware, the fog will be going up any minute. Thankfully, the dome's already gone, so that's okay. But we really don't want them to launch any of the, you know, the dragons and so on.
Right,
so that's sort of what I'm trying to stop, because they're playing with fire, quite literally.
Stopping a dragon.
Yes!
Down with that, yeah.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Yes, sorry, I just wanted to check names before we go any further.
Yep.
So, Hazasking and Gjop.
Actually, yeah, that'll do, yeah.
Hazasking and Gjop, right.
Yeah,
Grizzop.
Sorry, Grizzop.
That'll do.
I feel like it's a Latin language, right? Like, it's not going to be that far up. Whatever.
I don't know what a Latin language is, but...
Your language.
Oh, cool. Fantastic.
Latin?
Oh,
right?
Yeah, I know Latin.
Yeah.
Right, anyway, we don't have much time. They're going to release them soon, and they're playing with fire. We, like, you can't keep just dropping them in the middle of any situation that you want, so, and it's going to backfire.
Can I just backtrack a bit? So Rome...
Can you talk and walk?
Yeah.
Yes. Let's go. So, starts heading out the door.
So Rome owns a lot of dragons?
I mean, owns is quite strong... Well, six. I mean...
Which is how many Metacrats there are.
Correct.
Do they have names?
Why would they have names?
Because dragons are intelligent. They can talk and stuff. They're like super magical and powerful and things.
I mean, even dogs get names.
That's true. Canis Canis. Famous dog.
I haven't actually had chance to meet them, so I don't know. Technically, I'm not really meant to be here, but, you know, I'm guessing that neither are you two, so, it'll be fine.
We shouldn't be here on a lot of different dimensions.
So who are you fighting?
As I'm talking, by the way, it's worth knowing that Cicero has an echoing voice that seems to have temporarily forgotten that he's meant to be stealthy and is just basically declaring everything that he says outwards.
Sissy, mate.
Yes,
Could you be a little quieter?
Oh, yes. Yes.
So who are you fighting?
I just said it's Vindex and Galba.
I thought they were like your guys.
Yeah.
What? No.
Who are they? Yeah.
Well, obviously, so Vindex is leading the rebellion. He's been supported by Galba, so when Vindex was on his own, it was fine. But, Galba's now getting involved. And when the two of them together, everyone immediately just jumps to the biggest problem.
Why are they rebelling?
Remember
the bit where we said we came from a different time?
No. Okay, so you're lost.
We don't come from Rome.
They don't like Rome being in charge. I don't know why. I mean, if I had to guess, I'm assuming they don't like taxes, Nero's been spending a lot on public works, and, that money has to come from somewhere, so...
Okay. Are any of the cults naughty?
I don't really understand the question.
My mate here is big into, evil and good, right?
Good! Fantastic! So he kind of looks at you. Diana?
Yes.
Right, okay.
Okay.
As he's saying this, by the way, you are now back on track heading towards the centre. Obviously, there are some bad people. It doesn't really work like that.
I know, right? It never works
like that.
That's
kind of an oversimplification of a rather complex set of systems and socioeconomic concerns.
Exactly!
I'm really sure where you're going with that one.
But so he's trying to work out if anyone's super evil so he can just slaughter them all.
Well, if it's slaughtering you on, I've got you covered, my friend. He starts walking.
Wait, with what?
Well, what I'm trying to do is effectively release the dragons so that way, they're not going to be shackled down in this way and trotted out every time there's a disaster. It's a ticking time bomb.
That is a bad idea.
I'm fairly certain it's not, but, I can understand why you would think that. You don't really understand the context.
No, we do more than you think. The dragons... I mean, I'm not sure, but I think the dragon's going to take over.
So we come... from 2,000 years in the future.
Look.
Right?
Okay.
In our version, Rome is a blasted wasteland, and those six dragons...
Rule the world.
This is exactly what I'm trying to stop!
Well, but if you're going to do that, unless us meeting you has caused your actions... No, you were always going to do that right before meeting us.
I don't want them releasing a bunch of dragons in the middle of Rome. It's a terrible idea, and they've done it before.
Don't know if he succeeds or not. How confident you are with your plan?
I mean, no one else is doing anything about it. If we do not do anything, they are going to release them again. And it's a disaster waiting to happen.
They try to silence me.
I keep talking.
Yeah,
no one's listening.
I can see that. So you want to kill the dragons? Or let them go?
If I could, I probably would. Because it's safer. Unfortunately, whilst I'm really good at hitting things with my stick... I feel it might not be possible for me. So next best thing, I'd rather they weren't released.
Dragons are really intelligent, right? Let's go talk to the dragons. We could talk to Apophis.
But it sort of seems like they were lying to us all along, and so there won't be, Rome isn't that evil, it's just rich.
As far as we can see.
So, this conversation has been going on as you've been making your way. Yeah. Anytime that you're trying to stop Cicero, he's like, come on, mm-hmm. Ticking time. It wouldn't be ticking. The sands of time. He finally makes it to, effectively, the large square where everyone started freaking out seeing Grizzop the first time.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing that you notice is there seems to be a quite heavy Mars presence around the perimeter, and no one else.
Mm-hmm.
Neither normal guards nor like any other parties whatsoever. And they all seem to be very much on guard in a way that everyone's kind of been focused out until now. They're very much sort of... They don't look like people you can just sort of wander past easily the way that everything has been up to now.
Yep. Speak for yourselves.
Yeah.
But Cicero's kind of gesturing you over to behind some crates and sort of pointing out the situation.
Mm-hmm.
I can get us inside, you see, because I made a little bit of an investment in a friend, you see.
You're going to bribe a guard, yeah, sure.
But yes, exactly. It's a little bit mucky, but we'll get inside easily.
Oh, we're going in through the sewers?
Yes. Okay.
Right, yeah.
Okay. It's I don't think anyone's ever tried this before, so I'm just saying, you know...
Oh, look, aside,
that might be true.
It could...
This could literally be the first time that's happened.
Can you imagine how easy it would be to rob banks?
What's a bank?
Rich people, but more...
Right. He starts heading down what's effectively a side alley, and then he points to just a seemingly mundane door, and you see there's a lock at the bottom of
really
it.
Boring door.
It's honestly, it's little better than a sort of wooden sort of shack door, you know, like slightly degraded and so
Sasha
on.
Sasha holds up a hand and then checks for traps. 21.
21? There's no traps.
Open it.
It appears to be a very, very narrow, very, very... sketchy set of stone steps leading really steeply down.
Well, you know...
There's a smell coming up from it.
Plus a change, she says, having picked that up from Paris.
What?
It means, like, stuff's always the same, particularly going into really weird, dark underground sewers.
Don't know what you're talking about. I think this is a stroke of genius, he starts heading down.
I don't know, poo's poo.
I'll go down.
The point was that it's poo's poo. I'm just not getting things across.
So you start heading down. Two things become readily apparent. You're not going very deep down. And two, it's super narrow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really narrow. Like, you're having to sidestep most of the way. It's almost like...
Am I?
Your little ears are getting pushed back.
It's almost like underground engineering in the ancient world. It's not all that. It's pretty good, but you know, it's not exactly got service tunnels.
Just give them, like, tie his long ears back in a ponytail.
No, actually, yes. What I do have is I've got two earrings, which I then hook together to pin the ears back.
That's a nice detail.
That's
I like
nice.
That.
But so, yeah. I don't want poo ear.
No.
Cicero starts wading through filth. For what it's worth, though, it is narrow and it's like a trickle. It's not a big, huge thing. And he starts wading through and he's going, oh, you know, his voice is echoing down, you know. They said I was crazy, but I'm not. I'll tell you that I am.
But you are
not.
Loud. Maybe you should be quiet because we're sneaking.
But there's no... Who's going to be down here? It's a sewer.
Someone pooping?
You don't go down.
No, but the sound might echo
where
up
Where are
a,
you from?
The sound
How
might
would
echo
that
up
work?
A, the sound might echo up a toilet.
I think we should probably take a break there and return post-poo tube. How about that?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
And welcome back. So, having made it through to the other end, Cicero points to another set of narrow stairs pointing up. The first ones that you've actually encountered, it seems to have been a straight line, really easy. And he starts climbing up, having a bit of an arduous time with it, given the leg situation and so on, but he's getting up there, and he gets to the top, kind of gestures for you all to be quiet, and then quite unsubtly opens the door and pokes his head out to have a look around. Turns around, he's like, yeah, it's all good, come
Don't
on.
Shout.
I'm not shouting. shouting.
Sash is going with the flow.
Right, okay.
In the sewers.
Well, we were going.
Kind of a.
Well, we were going against the flow, weren't we?
You do notice that the stairs up were pretty much the same as the stairs that you went down in terms of height. Mm. But if you've gone under the hill, like the hill was quite high. Mm. So presumably.
We are in their basement.
Well, apparently they're keeping six dragons under here, so it's got to be a big building.
Mm. Right. Cicero kind of looks around. You are in a corridor.
Right, so where are the meritocrats?
I'm going to describe the corridor first, and then I will describe Cicero's response.
Yes.
So, in terms of the corridor itself, it appears to be very... What's the word? Ominous. That's the word. Lots of burning braziers on the wall and torches and so on.
Is it dungeon-esque?
Yes,
but
are we
finding some dragons?
But not...
This is the wrong system!
I have no idea what's going on.
But... It does have a mosaic floor, but it's not really depicting much.
Boo.
It seems to be a pattern. It's really boring.
Is there a code?
Who knows? Oh. But he's kind of looking up right and then looking down left. It slopes down left and up right from the door you came in.
So where are the meritocrats?
What?
The dragons.
Dragon? Right, yes. They're down, probably. Yes, down, definitely.
If I was a dragon, I'd probably roll down... hill.
Exactly,
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
See? Who's asking? He's getting it right. Why don't you pay attention, Gzop?
Nods and grins at Grizzle.
Well, whatever. Fine.
So, who's asking? We're going to be encountering the Cult of Jupiter while we're down here, and they're kind of fanatical, so try not to engage.
Jupiter.
Zeus?
Zeus? Yeah. Right, Zeus.
What do you know about Zeus?
What do I know about Zeus?
Give me, I don't know why I'm doing your voice. Give me a knowledge.
Oh, a natural one. Natural I know nothing one. About Zeus. Or everything about Zeus.
Oh, no, you know everything about Zeus.
Well, obviously they are.
So Zeus, patron god of fire, explosions, basically anything that results in mass death, Zeus has got it covered. Oh, also, mostly he tends to have a lot of sex. You remember that?
Oh, well, that's
so
right.
So explosions, fire, sex, that's pretty much Zeus.
Cool. Oh, yeah, death, fire, banging, you know, that kind of stuff.
Oh, all right. Cool. And they're fanatical about that.
Oh, he kind of looks a bit curiously at Grizzop. Yes, I suppose.
I mean, if you're going to be fanatical about something...
They're really not going to want us having a chat with...
Well, that's the point of guards, isn't it?
Exactly. So I could do with your help if that's on
sure,
the cards.
Sure, just point me at them.
Fantastic. Right.
Or in fact, maybe I should go ahead.
I mean, do you know where you're going?
Down.
Do you?
What a stupid question. Of course I do. It's down. I said that earlier.
Right, well, we can go down.
You reach an
then.
Intersection where there's two paths that go down. Mm-hmm. He appears to pick one at random and continues heading down.
Hmm.
Everyone give me a stealth check. Stealth check.
Sasha's going to hang back because she wants, when they are inevitably caught, to have a moment. Oh, she only rolled 6, so that's 27.
Rolled a 14, so that's 23.
Cicero rolled a 17, so we're good. Mm. We're good. Carrying along. And as you head down the slope, you start to hear the sound of like voices echoing up and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, because of the nature of this place, there's actually quite a lot of alcoves in the side of the corridors, which are like normally like they have a brazier standing, and you can actually just nip around behind them if you need to, so that you're not just looking down the corridor. But eventually you're close enough to like hear the distinct sounds of conversation up ahead, and then Cicero kind of gestures you over. Right. So.
Shh. What? You're shouting.
I'm not. This is my indoor voice.
My word. What do you sound like outside?
I'll have you know. Shush. People are...
Are you a politician?
Who's asking?
Grizzop. Hello.
Wait. He just looks at Sasha for a moment. No time. Right. Do your thing then. That'd be really great. Thanks.
Okay, are we doing... Right, so we just...
Right, so what the plan... So at some point is to help this guy do something that either he shouldn't do for the timeline to work out, or he was always going to do anyway without our help.
Wait. We'll get going. Yeah, okay,
kind
fine.
Kind of gestures
fine,
for
fine,
the
fine,
killing.
Fine.
Okay.
As we leave.
Right, so what we're going to do, we can sneak past the guard and have a chat to the meritocrats without Cicero, because he sounds like an idiot.
I mean, he does, but what if the meritocrats have been evil this whole time?
Well, that's why I want to have a talk to them.
But then
They're not evil.
They're going to kill us.
No, but they're not evil.
Well, they're not evil according to your detecty thing.
Yeah, which is a literal fundamental truth of the universe.
No!
It is.
How is it that all the different gods have different rules then, Grizzop? How is it that, like, you've all got the things that are fundamental truths and they're all different?
No, the good and evil thing is a fundamental truth of the universe.
How are we doing?
Jesus.
Shut up, we're having a conversation. Just detecting that doesn't mean they're not going to do something
bad. We've got time for a philosophical discussion, but we should go.
Yes, Grizzop, because you keep trying to kill people.
There's a massive crash as the brazier that Cicero was next to seems to have been tipped over. He then kind of gestures at you, runs a bit further down the corridor, and then ducks himself into the next alcove. It's clear that the guards up ahead have heard that action.
Just hide while continuing this conversation.
While whispering.
Yeah.
Just because they're not glowing with your weird dark energy stuff doesn't mean they're not going to do things that will kill thousands of people. Maybe just because they think it's in their best interests.
No, all I'm saying is I want to have a talk to them because we don't know how this is going to work.
So the voices approach.
They could kill us.
We don't
thinking
know.
That that's for good. You've killed a lot of people thinking it's good. What if you were wrong?
Both of you give me stealth checks.
And I'll follow up those.
Well, at least I care if people are good or bad.
And roll a 7.
I've got a 6, but I mean, I'm Sasha, so 27.
16.
16 and?
27.
27, okay, great. So, the Jupiter guards presumably start moving up. As a brief description of them, normally with paladins it tends to be kind of heavy on the armour, light on the cloth.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of the other way around.
Mm.
A lot of big, like, it's quite pompous.
Yeah.
I don't mean gilded, but it's lots of big flowing expensive material, big cloaks, big helm.
It's ostentatious.
Yeah, that's the best word to describe it.
And anything
they appear to be carrying
fire.
Javelins with like a big tower shield dealy
and in a small corridor.
Uh-huh.
Ah.
They're moving their way up and
also do you mean pelum?
I do, but yeah. I didn't want to say the word pelum.
Oh. Romans javelins.
A special type of Roman javelin.
Are they the ones that break so you can't throw them back?
Yeah, they are. Well, good.
Just stuck in this room with nerves.
Yes.
Yeah. So they head up the corridor, and at first, like, your hiding place seems to be pretty secure. Then one of them's moving up a bit further ahead, and they're moving really cautiously, actually, like, tower shield up, thing behind, and they're pretty much like filling the corridor between the two of themselves.
Detect evil? I do it.
Okay. Oh, it's not a spell, so it's no
spell-like ability.
Brilliant. You detect no evil.
Cool, fine. What's the strength of their aura?
Pretty strong good, actually.
Cool.
Pretty strong good.
Okay.
Just like those Martians that wanted to kill Sasha.
Actually, you know what, I'll give you more detail. The one who's further ahead is kind of pushing towards neutral, like they might be in danger of losing some powers if they're not careful, kind of thing.
Right.
The other Alex has written a very long backstory. But, like, he's in a really tight financial spot. You
the
know?
The other
so
one is
made
pretty
some poor decisions.
The other one is pretty good. Like
sure.
they're resonating as pretty good, but they do also notice that there's something dodgy about your alcove. However, just as they turn, pulling their sort of tower shield to block it up and like have a look, there's a cry from further up the corridor where you can't see. It sounds like a cut-off cry, like some kind of, like, the person who has turned to you, holding their tower shield and, like, holding up their javelin, the tower shield lowers slightly and they turn their head to look to their left, further up the corridor, at which point a dull red blade plunges straight into their neck before they have a chance to react. It is immediately followed by a Cult of Mars soldier who just barrels through the person and proceeds to just eliminate what's left of their struggles. In front of you, they are not aware that you are there.
Aura?
Heaps evil! Just heaps evil. There's also the sound of further people now up the corridor, apparently stabbing this other person, then moving down the corridor.
But it was a glowing red sword, so he had his
powers. No, I never said glowing.
Oh,
said
right.
Dull red.
Is it like a copper sword?
Yeah.
Sure.
And, they shank this person, and then they start moving down the corridor.
Turn session.
Okay, that one's evil. Like, actual pinging.
But he's a paladin, so he can't be evil.
No, Mars is evil.
What?
Yes, gods can be evil. What are you talking about? Come on. Right, either we try and kill all these people, or we follow them. They're obviously going to do something naughty with the meritocrats. Like, this could be the whole thing that...
And then if we do something and we do the wrong thing, then the dragons...
Well, we don't know what the wrong thing is, so we might as well just try something or we'll just sit here until the world ends.
A chunk of pottery pings off the back of Grizzop's head.
Spin round, draw an arrow, What do I see immediately?
Cicero's poking his head around the alcove, just giving you a "what's happening?" gesture.
Okay, what do you want to do?
Gonna follow them, but not because you said so.
Right. Shall we just leave Cicero here?
No, he'll get himself killed.
You hear the sound of Cicero tripping over one of the already dead soldiers, making a little bit of a clatter and coming up.
What's going on?
All right, Cicero.
You see that?
What's going to happen? She takes off her cloak of stealth. She wraps it around him, so he immediately becomes 5 points quieter.
This is a mechanically accurate statement.
Like, as he...
Nice!
Turn down his volume knob. Yeah.
As he begins to talk, because I assume he begins to talk, she stuffs the cloak, some of the spare cloth, in his mouth.
Oh, there's your minus five.
Yeah, there you go.
It's like, now, this is a very important cloak, right? This is very... You do not lose this, because what this is going to do is going to save your life, right? Because you're going to stop being an idiot. You are being an idiot.
Shut up.
If you do not shut up, I will shut you up. It has been a very long few months, frankly.
Right. Do you allow him? He's trying to pull it out of his mouth.
No, nod or shake your head.
He nods and shakes his head in just like a mess.
You know what? You go back in the sewer. Back in the sewer with you. Well, just shut up and follow us. But you want to know what's happening? The cult of Mars have come down here. They're killing the cult of Jupiter and are assumedly going to go do something with the Metascrats if you've got the right direction.
Obviously!
Would you shut up?
I am shutting up. This is my shutting up voice.
Good, that's actually doable. We can use that.
Look, obviously this is exactly what I'm talking about. The cult of Mars are clearly making a political play for the main power system of Rome.
Okay,
right. I wasn't asking what's going on in Rome. I was asking what you're going to help me do.
We're going to follow them down here.
Then why aren't we following them?
Not because you told us to.
Okay.
Right.
Fine. You're not following them because I told you.
We're walking.
I'm just following them and you're following them. We're following
we're
together
all
but not
three
together.
Follow us.
Right. Let's all just follow them.
And then
I'm going to look to Sasha and go,
right, cult of Mars is actually evil. We'll see what they want to do and do the opposite.
Everyone give me a stealth check.
Ooh.
24.
Sasha got 3, and because she's given her cloak away, she's only got 16.
I don't know how it happened, but somehow we managed to have that entire conversation without hitting the DC, even with penalties, to be overheard. So fine, I guess.
What's amazing is that Sasha rolled a 3. She's now so sneaky.
Mm-hmm.
So, heading down the corridor, presumably?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. The sounds of a short-lived battle are coming from up ahead. The corridor appears to slope downwards and then level out in such a way that you can see the floor of the next room, but you're not able to actually see into it because of the angles involved.
Mm-hmm.
But there's definitely the sounds of a pitched battle. It's over way too quickly and it mostly sounds like people getting absolutely massacred, quite literally.
Sasha takes a bomb out and looks at the slope.
Right, do we want to know what they're doing before I explode them all? They're killing all of the cult of Jupiter, so just get them in the back.
Rolls the bomb down thing.
Okay. Give me an...
Can blend a lot of Breath of the Wild.
Give me an attack roll.
12.
Is plus. That plus...
Oh, yeah, sorry. I forget that there's things like attack bonuses. Plus 9. Okay, so 21.
Where are you trying to place it, given that you can't see the room? You can just see a slope and then a small bit of the floor in front of it.
This is probably jumping the gun, but it's been a very long week. So in the middle of the room...
Okay, so you roll it down the corridor, and we're playing loose and fast with the mechanics of it, it's fine. You roll it down the corridor, obviously there's the big bang as it's gotten out of sight.
Yeah.
Everyone goes quiet, then suddenly a call starts going up going, Pluto! Pluto's here! Get the Plutos! And then suddenly the sound of multiple people charging towards the corridor and running up.
Might have been a bad idea. Cicero, run!
Everyone give me initiative! Good job, Cicero. Good job.
12.
20.
Cool. Cicero got a natural 1.
I mean, to be fair, do we want him doing anything?
Sasha, you're up first.
Yep.
Because of the initiative roll, you know that people are coming, but you can't see anyone yet.
Darts into an alcove and readies an action to throw a bomb as people come up the corridor.
Okay, that's perfectly doable.
This is a slight retcon, but didn't really have a chance to jump in. Given that we know a fight's kicking off, can I have spent the... Sasha rolling the bomb down the path to activate my divine bond.
Yeah, I'll allow that.
Yeah,
okay. Nah, I'll allow that, that's fine. At which point then, one of the soldiers starts running up. Your ready action goes off, throw a bomb.
Yep. Okay, that's not great. I only got 14.
14?
Mm-hmm.
So, you throw it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the explosion goes off. They are carrying a shield, not a big heffing great tower shield, just a normal shield. And they easily sort of, the timing and so on is off. They just bat it off with the shield and it explodes up into the ceiling.
Shield.
They move up the corridor and they immediately seem to charge for whoever is the weakest. Shocker, it's Cicero. In fact, he isn't even ready for a fight. He is still sort of in move into the room mode. He's super behind in this situation.
Uh-oh.
And then a second soldier moves up and does the same but towards Grizzop, because someone's already facing off against Cicero. That was easy. Grizzop, you are up. There is a soldier now in front of you, ready to hit, but they use their double move to get there, so they're not able to.
Cool. To avoid attack opportunity for firing while in melee, I take a 5-step backwards and shoot the 4 times.
This is
the chest.
Wise. They do not have reach weapons. They should have. They don't.
Actually, I say I take 4 shots at them. I make 4 attacks. I will continue to do damage to them until they fall over and die.
What? Care to explain?
Well, if I shoot them twice and they fall over and die, I will then shoot the other guy twice.
That's fine. You don't just have a feat now that lets you keep shooting arrows until your enemy dies.
No.
Good, that would make me sad and that would have slipped past my radar during character level up.
I just have 4 attacks.
Yeah, that's fine.
So the reason I've got 4 attacks is that I'm using rapid shot, but I also have put speed on my bow with Divine Bond. At this level, I get a second thing that I can add to my bow, and I'm giving it Holy, which means that it deals +2d6 to any evil aligned creatures, which I've established that they are.
I'm just going to check that the video can catch Alex's expression.
It's okay, yeah. I'm still only doing a mighty 3d6 plus 1. So I've got 3 of these at +13. That's really bad. That's
so 19. Let's go one attack at a time on this one. Okay. I'll let you separate out where you want them.
Fine. So that attack is a 20, 32.
Hit.
Dealing 12 damage.
He's dead.
Okay.
In the past, people were smaller.
Yeah.
Describe it.
I shoot them in the chest and they fall over because an arrow has pierced their heart.
This works. They die.
Yeah.
They die soups easy. In fact,
too easy.
Insight for you. Yes, that ain't a paladin. Paladins don't go down in a single shot. That's nonsense.
Okay. But it was definitely evil because I got to roll 3d6, so that's fine.
Yep.
They may be just your common and garden. They are blokes and lads. We've got some blokes and lads. We've got some evil blokes and lads. Turns out the Cult of Mars were the bad guys all along.
No, people that have infiltrated the Cult of Mars because they don't have the power from Mars.
Or maybe there is no Mars and they're all just blokes to the very top.
Yeah, any of those.
All of those.
Second shot was...
You can aim at the second soldier if you 16. Want because you've already got a dead target.
Yeah.
16. Into his shield.
17.
This guy's very shield heavy. Into the shield again.
Right.
He's well onto it with this shield.
Final attack at a +8. 16. Yeah.
He's now got 3 in the shield.
Rats.
This guy's very lucky.
Yeah.
Very lucky.
That's okay. Me.
Meanwhile, another soldier runs up the corridor to join the first two, sees the dead partner, still doesn't notice Sasha ducked into the alcove, and charges towards Grizzop, assuming that, you know, dead with an arrow in his chest. It's either that or Cicero, you know, educated guess, call it. So, soldier charges up, and again, it takes its full move in order to...
glowing bow.
Yeah.
Bit of a clue.
Yeah.
However, as before, he has to use his double move to get up in your grill, so you will have to take another 5-foot step if you want to get a shot off.
That's fine.
Cicero skips his turn, because he's still going... Wah-wah-wah. Sasha, you're up.
So she'll flip through the square of
whoever
is attacking Cicero.
That's fine.
Then... if moving, I only get 3 attacks rather than 4.
Yeah. Oh, I've got your special set of dagger rules
here
if you want
them. I've got it. No, I've got it written down, mate.
Oh, you got it all here.
Attack sequence. If moving, this is how you stab. If still, this is how you stab in order. Okay, so there's quite a lot to... Right. So
just for listeners, by the way, we had to break down the entirety of two weapon fighting.
It took like an hour.
In Pathfinder, I have to admit, it's been a blind spot of mine. I always struggled with it. Soup's complicated. Yep. I normally defend Pathfinder against Ben, but in this specific regard, Pathfinder's in the wrong.
I'll be honest, guys, I went and I made some tea. And I drank that tea, and then they were still arguing. And then...
Not
with each other, with the book.
Oh, right, yeah.
With the book.
But you've got your sequence down now.
I've got it down now, yeah.
So
yeah.
Go for it.
Okay, so I do need to do the acrobatics roll first, I think.
Yep.
Oh, that was a natural 1, so...
It pleases me that we had this discussion only for you then to fail the acrobatics roll.
Yep.
Technically, they have to make an opposed roll, but...
I mean, that's a natural 1. She can only fail this, really, if she rolls a one.
Sure, but what I'm getting at is if they roll a natural one, then you're just both looking at one another with your weapons on the floor going, I don't know, we're not here.
And then both of your trousers flip out.
This is very embarrassing. Yeah, how did you meet, mummies?
So Shieldy McShielderson.
Yep.
Quick-conk! Shield in the way, he couldn't flip over. This guy, for all we know, he doesn't even know how to use a shield, but with a shield,
he is right up there
with Cap America.
I was going to say, is this Captain America?
This guy's amazing with a shield. So the soldier immediately attempts to attack you.
Shieldy McShieldface is Stabby McStabface.
I am assuming that a 13 does not hit.
My AC is 20.
Okay, yeah, that's a miss. This guy, turns out he just really didn't like getting hit during training. Never really got into the whole attacking thing.
This is why I'm more of an Iron Man.
At which point, then, I'm afraid that's you, Dunsky.
For your
turn.
I intended to do!
Okay, in which case, then, this soldier, he dead. The next soldier takes an attack at Cicero.
Does he explode?
And misses. This guy's terrible.
Oh, okay.
Like another poof, just does not know how to use
evil.
His weapons.
Did you just mean bad at fighting?
Apparently
what
so.
How bad were the Zeus people if they all got slaughtered?
Grizzop, you're up.
Yeah, that's true. Same again. Oh, no. Okay, that might be. Those could hit.
As before, I'm going to allow you to do these in order between the two. I shouldn't, but...
Yeah. So that is a 13. So that's a 19.
19. Oh, no, not Shieldy McShielderson.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, does that
shield.
Hit?
It hits. It was a close run thing, but it hits.
6 damage.
Oh, he's still up.
Another 19.
Oh, that's getting past his shield. He took it in his shield arm.
Another 9.
No, not Shieldy McShielderson. Shieldy McShielderson drops. He drops to one knee. The shield, it drops out of his bloodied hand, and he looks up at you before expiring.
Oh, no.
Oh, Shieldy McShielderson.
Also, I took a 5-foot step at the start of my action. I forgot to say it, but we discussed it.
We did discuss it. It's fine.
Cool.
Here's an insight. We discussed it during a bit of the recording. You'll never hear...
So, the one that was threatening me but is now not, does a 30 hit?
Might do.
It's 14.
14?
Yeah.
Never even got a funny name.
Teddy McDedison.
Teddy McToastead.
Oh, is there...
Nameless but gone.
Is there another threat?
There is not.
I will not fire my fourth arrow.
That's fine. I'll allow that. Cicero notices that there's a fight, goes, they're all dead around him. Yeah! And then charges into the room where everyone
Cicero!
Left.
Oh.
And I'm
going to
rend the episode. Rend?
Rend
I'm going to rend the episode asunder there.
Yep,
so everything's probably fine.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
That's the sound of the Cult of Mars.
Whoop, whoop. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was directed by Alexander J. Newell and produced by Lowry Ann Davis. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord via the website or on Reddit at r/RustyQuill. Thanks for listening.
I think we should probably take a break there and return post-poo-tube. How about that?
Toilet shouting. That's how people used to get their entertainment in the past. It wasn't YouTube, it was poo-tube.
Hey.
Poo-tube. There's lots of really entertaining snippets coming out through the toilet.
I'm good to carry on when you guys are.
Yeah.
Gives a new meaning to streamer.
Hey.
Oh, that's nice. It's very good.
Hello all, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu from Rusty Quill Gaming and the host and director of Enthusiasm. Today, I'm here to tell you about The Programme. The Programme audio series is a science fiction anthology podcast set in a world where money, state, and God are fused into a single entity. Every episode is a standalone story featuring ordinary people inhabiting this extraordinary world. And for them, it's not the future that is terrifying, but our present. The programme is sometimes funny, sometimes poignant, but it is always smart. Find out more about the programme at www.rustyquill.com or www.programmeaudioseries.com or search for the programme audio series wherever you listen to your podcasts. Have fun and enjoy the episode.